Well, I'm Marco. I'm from Mexico. We develop a wearable device for visually impaired people to help them in navigation. I have robotics background engineering, and I also work with another founder who's actually going to come anytime soon, I hope. We were a couple of hardware geeks. We love to compete in robotics, like self-guided cars, robotics arms, drones, stuff like that. 4 years ago, we decided to make social service in a blind institution. We were doing social service with kids. They used to have, when they were trained how to use a cane to go outdoors, they used to go outdoors every Thursday with a trainer specialist and navigate all around the city. I was with them in those days, and I remember they struggled a lot. For example, to knowing the person in the front of the bus line was moving, to find an exit. Even they once in a while hit themselves, their heads or something with a random object at that level. And that really pissed me off. Like, I'm gonna say, why it has to be like so damn hard, no? And I admired the fact that these kids didn't really complain about it. They just were having fun. But anyways, I thought that we should make something better, no? We, in a process of 1 year, we came out with this prototype, which was a bulky wristband, terrible design. But we made a presentation. I remember we made some of the kids self-amazed with the band, some of the kids self-amazed with a regular cane. And the kids with the bands of the maze 23% faster than the kids with the cane. We also made them move around in environments full of obstacles. And I remember the parents of the kids were over there, and they were super excited because there was even one kid that was running all around the place. They were so excited that at the end of the presentation, they taught us that they start to offer us as much help as possible, even for money, contacts, whatever they was in their hands at that moment. Exactly in that moment, it was when we decided to make something else than just an academic project or just this digital device. So we decided to make this wristband something real, a product that actually improves visually impaired people's life, to give them not just this kid, but the rest of the visually impaired in the world a more independent life.
And where are you now? Do you have a device currently?
Right now, we are working on the fifth generation of this product. We have had four iterations before, which means that we have progressed a lot. It is still a navigation tool, but now we found out more features. So, for example, the new version is so flexible. It can be used with a cane or without it. If you are using it with the cane, it works as a complementary tool to sense objects at the upper level, like a tree branch or the backside of an open staircase, for example. Then, if you are using it without the cane, like let's say in a very crowded places where it is very hard to extend the place, the cane, because you can hit someone else, or you can use the cane like to make people know you're visually impaired, navigate, and they can clear the path for you. But use the band as a primary navigation tool. So you and the way it works is pretty simple. The closer you get to any obstacle, the most frequent the vibrations you feel. So in that way, you can, by tweaking your wrist one side to another, you can receive vibratory feedback, and according to the intensity of these vibrations you receive, you will make like a map in a house in front. So eventually, you will know how to find a path in whatever is in front of you, or find an exit, things like that. Additionally, we have another device which is called, well, we call them tag. So it's like a tiny key fob that can be attached to any personal object, for example, your cane or your purse. And anytime you lose this object, you can click a button from the band, and this object is gonna make a lot of noise. So let's say you are in the airport and you wanna find your suitcase. I know that's a hard pain, but now with this tiny fob, you just activate it and it will make a noise when it is around, and you will find it easier. So you can actually use this device not only to find your personal objects. So for example, let's say that you're in a hotel and you wanna find your hotel door, your hotel room. So you can tag the door of the hotel, and anytime you go back to your hotel, you just click the device and you guide yourself by the sound.
How much training does it take to learn how to use this device?
That's a very strict study about measuring exactly how much time does it takes. We don't have something very precisely, but for example, this experiment I told you about, the kids solving a maze. The kids solved the maze 22% faster, and we only gave them 1 minute of training. The beauty thing about our USARAP is that it is so simple that the more you use it, the more you learn. It has very useful gestures, like to turn it off, you just clap twice your hand against your hip. You want a change of mode, you just twist your wrist rapidly. It is pretty simple, it's super intuitive, but it takes time. I'm not saying that if you use it right now, you're going to be an expert, but you with short time, you can eventually understand how it works and how can it be useful in your personal situations. Right now, we're actually in the middle of rebranding the product. So I think the product is going to be Luvant. But right now, the underground name is Ustrap, Ustrap. I don't know if you're familiar with Tommy Edison. He's a completely blind guy. He runs a YouTube channel. It's called Blind Film Critic. I used to saw his channel, and I saw him in a conference, a blind conference, and he asked me, why does Ustrap spells with double A? And I told him that I don't have an idea because the domain was free in the internet. And he told me, no, man, the reason why I use spells with A is because the second A is for awesome. Because I found this guy in season and he actually tried it, but it's like for 15 minutes or something.
Now, is this on the market now? Is it available for purchase?
So, not right now. The reason I came here is because we entered in a competition called Mass Challenge. It's an entrepreneurship competition in the Seaport area. Actually, in Mexico, we already have, like, the design is complete. The manufacturer side is already settled, and we came here to find distributors. So right now we are making some tests with Perkins School for the Blind. We had also get in contact with Mass Commission for the Blind, National Federation for the Blind, big organizations. And right now we're figuring out which will be the best channel to spread the product. Actually, if you can give me some advice on what the best channels will be, I appreciate it. And after that, I think we are going to start selling the device next year. Well, in the first quarter, hopefully at the end of January.
How much are you hoping to sell it for, and how big is it?
Well, the price is still something we have to figure out, because as we don't have defined how big should the first batch will be, manufacturer costs can go either very high or very low according to the volume we produce. So a safe price we can tell is probably $500. I think that's the top price we can sell the device. How big it is it looks like a fitness band. It's actually small, discreet, and very light. It looks very similar to those fitness bands, like Nike Fuel Band.
So like a Fitbit?
Like a Fitbit, for example. It's a little bit wider than a Fitbit, but it's as slim as the Fitbit, yeah, for example. And it's
for light. Is it rechargeable, or does it use separate batteries?
It's rechargeable, and the FOV, the locator, the tag, mm-hmm, and the band, both of them are rechargeable, and they recharge in a wireless station. So you don't even have to plug anything. You just put your wristband over the surface of this charging station, and they start to charge automatically. The same for the locator.
So no cables?
No cables.
How long does it keep a charge for?
If you use it continuously, it will last up to 10 hours, but it is very hard that the person uses it continuously. In fact, some of this of our research have shown that blind people use the cane 20% of the time. So I don't think that the use will be very, very similar.
What is it using to detect the obstacles? Is it light or sound?
So we are using ultrasonic technology. We are using you can see the piece over there is a ultrasonic transceiver. It's like a tiny speaker that sends sounds in a very high pitch that we can't hear, and the sound bounces back. And according to the time it takes, you can figure out the proximity. And even if you analyze the signal you receive, you can even get information on how hard the obstacle is or things like that.
You tested it around dogs? Or they can hear it around
the It can be heard either, because I know dogs have a larger range of hearing, but it is even above that. Yeah, so Quotely is there. He's the other founder of Ubisoft. Come here, Quote.
I understand you have the device.
Yes, he has the device. Okay. He has the package.
Come on, right over here. So now it's on. It is a wristband. It has. It does have a clasp of some kind, which I'm struggling to close.
You have two double locking systems, you have to raise. Yeah, leave that
this
one.
Way.
Then lock it. And then
there we go. Okay. So anyway, I now have it on. It's interesting. It has like an area that has, it looks like a button or a couple of little electrode kind of things that stick up slightly. And then there is a rounded transceiver, I assume.
Yeah, is that one.
And that's all that it has. I now have it on. But it's still vibrating like that.
Ah, yes.
All right. I am walking.
You have to put your arm down. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
So now I'm walking and sensing the things that are to my left.
It is
vibrating intermittently now.
Okay.
So it's kind of going bing, bing, bing. It's actually not vibrating anymore.
No.
It's vibrating the same as it was. It seems to be sort of.
And that's
constant.
Interesting because you were right at my
shoulder.
I know.
But it's
okay.
Kind of constant.
I think in order to make a mirror test, I think it would be better if we can test it in the aisle. Is it possible?
I'm walking in the aisle. But it's not changing. Now that it's vibrating less as I walk down the aisle. And I'm now walking toward this other window.
Yeah.
But it's still, and now it's vibrating more as I approach the window.
Okay.
So it does seem to work. Now it's vibrating less, but I think I'm picking up the tables on either side. So if I put it over to my right, it's a little more as I go towards the tables, but not perceptibly more.
I think it would be easier if you can start training like in a. In a space, free of obstacles.
Well, there aren't very many spaces here that are free of obstacles.
I mean, like,
there really aren't. I mean, because we've got a lot of tables and so forth in here. Now I'm facing toward the door, and it's vibrating like crazy.
Yeah, and it's also because the building is sometimes full of ultrasonic interference.
Yeah. I was one of the beta testers for those glasses that they made in the 70s. So I remember this this concept, and it certainly does. I mean, it will provide you with some information. This is like nuts, though. See how that's vibrating? It might be something in the building. Okay, we will end the meeting formally, and people can see it and stay if you like and play with it.